The ancient Egyptians lived in a world filled with magic. There were spirits and demons around every corner. Magic was one way for them to operate in their world, to make sense of their world, and to control it. Welcome to today's Ancient Egyptian History Podcast, and we are talking about magic. For an ancient Egyptian, magic could have been used to defend an individual of the state, heal and restore when sick, seek retribution when wrong, cultivate passion when you had an unrequited love, and obtain wealth if you so desired. It's tempting to think that the magic the ancient Egyptians had and used is similar to our idea of magic, that it was an alternative to mainstream belief on the fringe of society. But it wasn't. The concept of magic as non-establishment or as an alternative to the universally accepted religious traditions needs to be rejected. There was no difference between religion and magic. It's encompassed the concepts of universal creative energy and divine power. The ancient Egyptians lived in a world that they believed was ruled over by distant gods, but populated by regional gods and demons who had to be appeased and sometimes placated. The ancient Egyptian word that we would translate as magic was heka. The term heka carried the idea of the catalyst or energy that made creation possible. Because heka was connected to the power of creation, each time magical rituals were enacted in the temple, it was thought to develop further the process of creation. Unlike terms and ideas like ma'at, heka wasn't considered to be good or bad. It was energy or power. It could be channeled in any direction, for a useful purpose or a bad one. Magic or heka played a fundamental role in protecting the dead during their journey from the tomb to the afterlife. The tombs of pharaohs and those who could afford one would be covered in magical spells to help the dead owner. Examples or spells used to get to the afterlife can be found in the 5th dynasty tomb of the pharaoh Unas. His tomb is decorated with what is called the pyramid texts. These texts were the forerunner of what is known as books of what is in the hereafter. Magic or heka wasn't only confined to the world of temples, priests, and gods. It was also in the mundane, the prosaic nature of everyday life for the Egyptians. And it held a conviction that this life's horrors could be overcome by interacting with the gods who resolved their problems. Even simple things like a headache. Osiris, Isis, and Horus were by far the most common for alleviating personal maladies. The average Egyptian didn't have access to the heka in the temple or those who worked in the temple. However, the village had several people who were able to help others. These people would craft spells and rituals, give interpretations for dreams by employing magic on their behalf. Some of these people included midwives or doctors or talisman manufacturers. And at home, they practice small-scale rituals. Everyday items like furniture or tools frequently incorporated deities in their design for protection. Small statues, amulets, wands, and other charms were copious. Domestic heka often included the assistance of both gods and the spirits of the ancestors. Well, we hope you enjoyed this short podcast today on heka or magic. And if you enjoyed it, please subscribe. If you really enjoyed it, please tell your friends about it and share it on your socials. Until next time, see you.